Hey, it's TJ, and my sweet wife, Jody, said to me the other day, "Hey, since you're such a big shot with Cozy Earth, why don't you get me one of those Luxe bathrobes?" And I said, "I would love to, my treasure." And you know, since I'm Cozy Earth's best influencer, I get that big 41% discount on everything they have at Cozy Earth. You'll get that same discount just because you know me. Just make sure you use my name, TJ, as the code when you go to tjriggins.com/deals. The name TJ lets them know that you're with me and you get that big 41% discount. And everything at Cozy Earth is luxurious.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Oh, everybody back from a wonderful, wonderful weekend. Lindsay was playing with unicorns. Riggins was judging car shows. I was making donuts super early Saturday morning. I mean, just full lives we live.
Those donuts looked fantastic. I wanted to be in your house at that moment. Did you see them?
No. Did you post them?
Yeah, I put them on my story. Let's see.
Oh, delish.
But yeah, and they were good when they were fresh hot. That's one of the big differences between professional donuts and my homemade donuts. I found it because it's the first time I'd ever done it. Is that it's a lot easier to go back a little while later and eat a professional donut and it'd still be good. Mm-hmm. Mine were kind of rubbery. I mean, you had to throw them in the microwave. So I did cinnamon rolls and donuts.
Oh,
nice.
And that was, you know, my son has a cheat day from his diet on Saturdays. So I got up super early and did that. And for some reason, Jody was not all for that.
No.
She's like, I was leaving the house. It was early. She woke up and she goes, "Well, are you going to get donuts?" I said, "I'm going to get the stuff for donuts. I'm going to make them." Okay. Like it was going to. I don't know what it was.
Was she scared she was going to eat too many?
Well, no, she didn't eat hard. She ate a few donut. They're not donut holes because a hole is nothing. You can't eat a hole. But the donut balls that are made whenever there's a hole. She ate a few of those, loved them. She said, "I thought it was going to take a lot more time. I thought you were going to make a bigger mess. I thought the house smells like a fair." She did say that.
Which I love.
I believe that.
So again, something she had no idea what it was about. She just throwing off on it. Just God.
Donuts.
Like it was like it was gonna really, really put her out.
Yeah. Well, that cleaning.
Great. Donuts.
Fine. It'll be fine, trust me. Mm. Oh, and I thought about your dad this morning, Riggins, because you know he said that he made the first Big Mac when he was a teenager.
Yeah.
Growing up in Chicago. Well, I bet he didn't know this, that the people in North Korea believe that Kim Jong-il, the last ruler, the Kim Jong-un's dad, that he invented hamburgers.
No way.
Yeah, he invented hamburgers. And they also in North Korea believe that Mickey Mouse was created by China.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What are they doing over there?
They got that, you know. Is a dictatorship and he controls the media. Yeah. He's like, "Tell the people I invented hamburgers."
Yeah.
You know, front page story over the place.
They thought he climbed Mount Everest. They photoshopped a picture of him and he was wearing like church shoes. It's like, no, you didn't. Everybody knows you didn't climb Mount Everest.
Like, I swear. I swear. They were loafers.
Yeah.
And then he made them write stories about him the first time he played golf, saying that he hit 18 holes in one.
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah.
He's a super talent.
The Mickey Mouse thing I can kind of see, though, because they make, you know, didn't they create the Minions and stuff like that?
The Chinese?
I think so.
I don't know. Maybe they make the toys.
I don't know. They make a lot of those weird looking things. And Mickey's kind of creepy looking. So.
Yeah.
Okay. A little bit.
So one of the trashiest stories you've ever heard coming up next.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
There's so many specialty cookie stores out there now, but none of them can compete with Molly B's. No matter which cookie you order, after one bite, you'll want to try them all. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and click the link to save 10% off your next Molly B's order. Again, that's tjriggins.com/deals for Molly B's.
There's a new TJ and Riggins show each weekday morning at the new tjriggins.com. Sponsored by our new favorite non-alcoholic cocktail, RSRV Collective. Get 30% off using code TJ at the deals page at tjriggins.com.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Okay. One of the trashiest stories you'll hear today. I'm not going to say it is the trashiest, but it's one of the trashiest. There was a police officer that had pulled over in front of a cemetery at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon Thursday. And he's the canine officer controller. And so he needed to let the dog step out a little bit, rest, get some water, whatever, taking a break. Well, then he saw this car that was parked at the cemetery, and then nobody was in it. Windows were down. Nobody was in the car. So he got suspicious, and he started looking around. And off in the corner on top of one of the graves was a very lovely couple sharing themselves with each other.
What?
Yeah. So I looked it up, and you can't do that legally.
Yeah.
That's frowned upon.
Yeah. So the troopers observed a white male and female at the rear of the cemetery engaged in activity on top of unknown grave number 43. Now, here's the thing. The troopers approached the couple, who then went back to their vehicle to obtain clothing. So they stripped at the car and walked all the way to the corner of the cemetery. Hmm. And they were like, well, let us grab our clothes. Well, where are they? Back at the car.
What in the world?
And they searched the vehicle, and they got the purse of the woman, and it had two pill bottles in it. One had 13 appraisalam pills, and then the other contained 20 oxys.
Oh.
Now, believe it or not, she had a prior criminal history and didn't have a prescription for either type of pills. She was arrested on several drug charges and booked without bond at the detention center. And looking at her mugshot here, you say, well, what does she look like? She looks like the type of woman that would get arrested for making the relations on top of a grave and having illegal pills on her. Mm. That's what she looks like. But across her neck, she has the most beautiful tattoo in the most beautiful font of my daughter's name.
Oh.
So she must have a daughter named Lainey, too.
That's sweet.
And it's spelled exactly the same way.
Kindred spirits you are.
Yeah.
You should look into doing that on your neck.
Well, Jody should.
Oh, Jody.
Yeah, that's a woman tattoo.
Sure. You would need like italic bold print or whatever Errol Sands.
But that's amazing. At one point, you both were thinking exactly the same way. That is alarming.
Yeah.
You are on the exact same wavelength as that woman at one time.
Yeah, I mean, what do they say? but for the grace of God, there go I. Right there in the cemetery.
Yeah.
On an unmarked grave.
Unmarked grave. What is that? Mm. Why?
Now, I don't know for sure what other charges that she's been arrested for, you know, since she has the criminal record. But if you're her parents and all, is this the one that you... And now, it wasn't bad enough. Now, listen to what she was arrested for.
That's the worst.
That's the worst.
That's where our heroes are buried out there. Yeah.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show. Get the latest extra funny episode at tjriggins.com, all major podcast platforms, and on YouTube. Thank you for joining us.
In 3, 2, 1.
This is TJ and Riggins. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Regan Show.
All right, so March Madness, the top trending topic. We are now in the Final Four. It's all the number one seeds. First time this has happened since, I think they said 2005, but a lot of people blaming the NIL for the fact that we have four number one seeds in the Final Four. There were no major upsets. It's playing out just like a lot of people thought it would.
Yeah, so, just like in the NBA, whoever's team is the most expensive, that's or in Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
Most of the time, whichever one has spent the most money wins.
Yeah. So people are saying it's just not that exciting anymore. And I believe it. There's no big upsets, no big Cinderella stories like they call them.
Who? What are the teams? I know two of them are SEC teams, and one of them is Florida. Yeah. Who's the other? Alabama?
Auburn. Yeah. Duke, Florida, and Houston?
Houston.
So, yeah, all those games are set up. But, again, yeah, a lot of people complaining about it, not surprisingly. But Morgan Wallen is the top trending topic. Something weird happened on Saturday Night Live. He was the musical host. He's done it before. But as the host, Mikey Madison, she's an actress from the movie Aurora that just won all the Oscars. As she was saying goodbye next to Morgan Wallen, he kind of abruptly makes like this kind of plain face and walks out. Which was really weird to see.
Oh, God. This is credits one of are those, rolling.
He just walks.
This is one of those make something out of nothing situations. I'm telling you. This was making me sick from Saturday night. All the people that were insulting him and all of the pearl clutching and fainting. Oh, how could he do this? And in one of the comments under there in the story said, well, yeah, good luck trying to be on Saturday Night Live again. I'm like, it's Morgan Wallen. I think he'll be okay if he doesn't get invited back to Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
He probably had more people around his tour bus in the parking lot than Saturday Night Live had viewers across the country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get out of here.
And did it was over, right? So he just...
Yeah, it was over, and that's how the host and the musical guests come in. They walk through the center like that.
So he probably just didn't know. He was like, okay, we're done.
His people are saying, like, this is just the way he came in. It wasn't meant as any kind of snub to anybody.
And then because he put on his Instagram or something when he was back at the plane, headed for God's country.
Get me to God's country.
Yeah. Big deal. Yeah. So he didn't want to be in New York a minute longer than he had to be.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Who does?
Who can't understand that?
Right. Yeah.
And I think he even appeared in a sketch, so it didn't seem like he was like, blackballing anybody.
He doesn't care. Pouting. I mean,
he was just like, this is how I came in. This looks like the fastest way to get out. I'm not going to their little after party thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but all of the, oh my God.
I think I like him more now that he did that, actually. People do.
He just snubbed them. And, get out of here.
Silly.
I was surprised that he even agreed to perform. Like, Morgan Wallen's such a big star. It's like, does he need the press from a Saturday Night Live appearance? But he's done it before, so maybe he does like him, and it was just a incident.
Yeah, trust me, their audience Saturday night was bigger than normal, and it was because of Morgan Wallen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not because of any game show or talk show sketch that they churned out.
Right.
Which is all they do.
Right. Yeah.
And then today is National Tater Day. National Tater Day, as Dolly Parton said. I never met a spud I didn't like. That's her favorite food. She loves potatoes.
Yeah. Love it.
Baked potatoes, french fries, all of it. So National Tater Day. A woman went over to her boyfriend's apartment to cook him dinner, but what she found after dinner has her wondering if she should even stay. We'll get to it next.
More TJ and Regan's coming up.
I just got the cutest summer sun hats from Eric Javits. You want to protect your skin. You want to protect your face this summer. And Eric Javits has pretty much every style you can think of. I have a cute wide-brim straw hat. It is going to be my new go-to for this pool season at the beach, at the pool. It's super cute. So you have to check out everything Eric Javits has to offer. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and use code TJ for 20% off. That's tjriggins.com/deals, code TJ for 20% off.
The Week in Review is sponsored by Liqueur, the hangover solution. It's a drinking gummy containing DHM, a natural extract that can help you defeat the effects of having one too many cocktails. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout to save 20% on your order.
Now, Now, back to the TJ and Regan Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Make sure you subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or YouTube Music, or you can go watch the show on YouTube. Just look up TJ Regan Show. And make sure you subscribe so you never miss a new episode. All major podcast platforms, or you can go stream it live on tjriggins.com. So this is a crazy story. A woman's been dating this guy for 6 months. Goes over to his apartment, and she said he's got like a bachelor pad still, even though he's in a relationship. She said it needed a woman's touch. So I can, you're kind of left to create in your head what this place looked like. Picture not a lot of furniture, probably not a lot of pots and pans.
Mismatched furniture for maybe sure. Yeah.
Mismatched stuff that was handed down from his parents. And, you know, definitely a PS5 somewhere in the apartment. And she said, so I decided to go over instead of going out, which we do all the time. I was going to go over to his house, his apartment, and make dinner for him. And she makes the dinner. Everything goes great. He eats. She eats. They're great. She's looking for some extra towels to clean up afterwards because he didn't even have a washcloth or like a sponge to like clean.
Like a dishcloth. Yeah.
She said he was using all paper towels for everything. So he said, I might have an extra bath towel in the bathroom. She's like, okay. She goes, okay, now, important part of this story. He's got a dog and a cat. And she says he loves the dog and the cat. She goes under his sink in the bathroom to get a towel, and she finds this thing that she thinks is an adult
device.
It's not. And she goes, what is this? Do you mind telling me? And he said, oh, that's for the cat. And she goes, I don't understand. He had a licky brush under his sink. If you don't know, a licky brush is a brush that you put inside your mouth, and it's long and it's got spikes on it, and you're supposed to lick your cat with it, so it mimics the mother cat licking the kitten,
right?
And you hold it in your mouth like a mouth guard, and you just stroke your cat with it.
Yeah,
she found this in his apartment.
Yeah, that would be a sign of a psychopath to me. I would get out of there, and I would never ever want to see that person again.
Ever.
If you stick this thing in your mouth and it hangs out like a spiky tongue so you can lick your cat.
I had to go look it up because I'd never heard of it.
And that's a real thing?
It's real, and they sell a ton of them.
Oh, my God.
That's sad.
I'm deleting your number. I'm unfollowing you on social.
And I'm telling everybody. Let me tell you. Oh, what happened to us? I'll tell you.
Yeah, yeah.
That's enough. I know. I kind of. That's what kind of people
so
are.
Weird.
They're like, you know, what did you do after that? They had been dating 6 months already, and she said, "I kind of like that he's into his dog and his cat. Like he loves them a lot." But finding that, even though it's not sinister, it feels so weird.
It looks sinister when you're watching someone just, do it.
I can't imagine.
It's just so ridiculous that, you know, and if somebody wants to do that, you're an adult, you want to do that, you're free to do it. But I'm also free to say, hey, there's nothing we would have in common, and I don't want to be around a person who is so into their cat that you can't just brush it like we're supposed to do things with hands and opposable thumbs. You got to hook this thing into your mouth and think that cat has no thought about whether that's being a lick or a brush. That's for the owner's benefit to feel like they're doing more for their pet than most people do. And this is how far I'm going to go to show how much I love her and all that. That is for the owner's sick benefit. The cat does not care.
What?
I'm telling you.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Regan Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
All right, everybody has been wondering breathlessly on the edge of our seats ever since Lindsay told us that she was going to some sort of what's called a unicorn convention in Charlotte. It was Saturday, right?
Saturday. Yeah.
And how did it go?
Man, what a doozy. So, you know, the tickets were pretty pricey, right? Yeah. So I'm just thinking, well, I've never been, obviously, so I didn't know what to expect. But upon arrival, I've never seen more animated unicorns in my life. I mean, you know, they're like realistic. I mean, Lots of people in this expo center.
Okay, so they were all dressed like unicorns.
Everybody.
Okay.
I dressed up a little bit, like I wore pink and, you know, I tried to have fun with it, but everyone, even adults, were dressed up like unicorns.
Ooh. Adults with no children?
I think most everyone had kids.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. I mean, I'm hoping. You know, there was a lot to look at, but everything cost money when you get in there. Everything. So nothing was included in the ticket price. Face paint, $25 a person.
Whoa.
These little fairy wings that, meanwhile, I've seen at the Dollar Tree, $30.
Man.
A little stuffed animal unicorns, $40.
And you bought all that?
I bought the wings, the face paint. You can bounce in a bounce house for 5 minutes, $20.
Whoa.
I looked at Delilah. I said, we have a bounce house at home. I'm not paying for this. She ended up sneaking in. I didn't even see her. She got in the bounce house and was like, look, Mom, I'm bouncing. I was like, you don't have a wristband. Get out of there. Every little thing. They had these unicorns you could ride, like hoverboards.
Okay.
Hoverboards are attached to the unicorn. Anyway, $40. Like, I mean, insane.
Wow.
So
$25 face paint.
And a listener of the show came up to me and said, listen, I heard you were talking about this. Love the show, whatever. She's like, I've been to this and I just wanted to tell you it's a money pit. And I'm like, I wish you would have messaged me. But the kids love it. I mean, hundreds of dollars. Hundreds. I mean.
Now, the face paint, was it just a stencil that they use?
Okay. Oh, it's a joke. They put a stencil on, 2 seconds of spray paint, and you're done.
That'll be $25, please.
I mean, I was.
Like, you had that on your face. I saw on your Insta story. Yeah. Was that done there, or did you do that before you went?
So, the girl that Delilah had said, so you're getting face paint too, right? I was like, no, I did not buy face paint for me. Mm. She was like, let me just throw some glitter on. We won't tell anyone. I said, I wish you could have done that for my daughter. Yeah. Like, so it was wild.
And does your husband know how much all of it?
Yeah. He said, I hope y'all enjoyed that, because that's going to be the first and last. Yeah. And it'll be the last time we go. I'm never doing that again, but she had a good time.
I mean, she won't even know when they come back to town.
Yeah. I hope not.
She won't know.
But some of my friends with three kids went. Two of my friends had three kids each. They spent $500.
Oh,
I mean,
my God. I can see that easily.
Easily.
Oh, that's what it costs to be living in a unicorn world.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
Hey, it's Alexis, and I gotta tell you about these new grab-and-go boba drinks that I am just in love with. They taste so good, and I love that they load them up with so much boba. They're made with simple, clean ingredients, and honestly, you can tell when you try them. They use 100% natural fruit juices. The best deal you'll get anywhere is at tjriggins.com/deals, where you'll get 20% off using the code TJ. That's tjriggins.com/deals to get 20% off my fresh and simple boba drinks.
Hangovers are never fun, trust me, especially when you're over 30. My friends from Liqueur are dedicated to eliminating hangovers for everyone. Liqueur is a drinking gummy containing DHM, an extract from the Japanese raisin tree. It's a great ingredient that combats the negative side effects from drinking, and it's also loaded up with electrolytes. Simply chew up a few gummies between drinks and boom, you're good to go the next morning. Right now, you can get 20% off your order by heading to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Reagan Show with TJ, Reagan's, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show.
So don't forget, Mother's Day is coming up. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and you can go to that fancy Cozy Earth website. Since I'm their number one influencer, whatever you get there and you use the promo code TJ, when you check out, you get 41% off. That's a huge discount. Thank God you know me. 41% off of all that stuff. Okay. There is a U.S. representative from the state of Tennessee who is known for not pulling any punches when it comes to speaking his mind. His name is Tim Burchett, and he was approached by someone with a camera, someone of the opposing political persuasion, trying to cause trouble for him, and this was his response. It was fantastic.
Do you trust Trump's national security team to keep our war plans top secret?
Do you trust your mother every night to fix your hot pockets and make sure your Game Boy is turned on?
That's amazing.
You trust your mother every night?
Hot pockets.
Microwave your hot pockets and make sure your Game Boy is turned on.
Your Game Boy.
Get out of here, you little freak.
I love in the video, the guy just stops in his tracks and just leaves him alone.
Yeah.
That would do it.
It's like, you're right. You're absolutely right, sir.
Yeah.
Now, this next video is from funeral. And we have the audio, but I think, Riggins, that this would be what it would be like if Lindsay got up and said that she was about to sing a song. This woman is going to sing a song at this funeral to pay tribute to the dearly departed. And this is what happened.
Giving on to the pulpit and everyone that's in it. Good afternoon, everybody in the house of God. Thank the Lord, yes. My God. Thank you, Lord. I just want to encourage the family, because that's what we're here for, to encourage the family.
Yes.
Don't nobody need anything negative.
Mm-mm.
They need to be lifted up. And I'm just going to sing this song. They don't want me to.
They don't want me to.
Bless her heart.
And she just walks away.
Bless her heart. Yeah, I mean, that's what. Y'all don't want me to?
The collective groan that comes. Like,
Anything negative, they need to be lifted up. And I'm just going to sing this song. They don't want me to.
They don't want me to.
That made it.
They don't want me to. Bless her heart.
Mm.
But, I mean,
people have spoken.
But people probably, I mean, it's pretty good evidence that she does that a lot.
Maybe.
It's like, no, don't. Maybe because she'd be up there the rest of the time just singing and somebody else needed to get up there. Yeah. You never know. Yeah. It happens a lot when people insist on singing that weren't invited to sing.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's what that was. Maybe.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
A lot of celebrity drama over the weekend. Brooke Hogan. Here's a name you haven't heard in a while. Hulk Hogan's daughter, star of Hogan Knows Best, the great reality show in the early part of the 2000s, is fighting publicly with her mother, Linda Hogan, also claiming her father they have a no contact relationship. So Brooke Hogan has been out of the spotlight for a long time. But she says, you know, she doesn't talk to her mother. She doesn't talk to her father, and for different reasons. And then Linda Hogan is responding on Facebook saying that Brooke used to drink so much. She would fall down and hurt me, and it's just getting really ugly.
Fall down and hurt her mom?
That's what she said. So a lot of accusations being thrown around. But Brooke Hogan seems to be married. She's got her own life and got kids, and she's like, I don't want anything to do with this Hogan family drama anymore.
I wonder why she doesn't like Terry. What's up, Terry?
Yeah. She points out, my father's on his current /third wife. Don't talk to her either, and I don't know. Something's going on. She said she was used and manipulated throughout her whole life.
Is Brooke still pretty?
Very pretty.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's very good. Pretty. There's always a bright spot if they stay pretty.
Absolutely.
There's always hope.
Lauren Sanchez is preparing for her wedding to Jeff Bezos, the CEO of Amazon, or I don't know if he's still the CEO. I think he stepped down, but he's still on like the board of directors. He's one of the richest people in the world. And Lauren Sanchez is this bombshell woman with the lips and the boobs and the, you know, wearing things to the inauguration that a lot of people deemed inappropriate.
Mm-hmm.
She's a big personality. Well, she was spotted at Dolce & Gabbana preparing for her Milan wedding. And getting her dressed together.
Mm-hmm.
So these two lovebirds, I can't get enough of. I love seeing them together.
So what does getting her dressed together mean? That they're cutting the nipples out of it?
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised. He's so ghoulish looking, and he just looks like a movie villain. And she's got, you know, the lips and the chest and the hair and, you know.
See, I think she's ghoulish looking.
You think?
Yeah.
She's... Yeah.
Is it true love?
Is it true love? I don't know. He's wearing tight shirts and, you know, she's changed his wardrobe significantly. He's all in shape now, but he's just a nerd at the end of the day.
Yeah.
I love it. He's, I can't get enough of it.
He's Kip.
He's Kip from...
and LaFonda's tried to cool him up a little bit from Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah.
Yes.
With the do-rag and the sweatsuit. Yeah. I do like these two together. It's just fun to look at.
She is obviously in charge of the whole relationship, or he would have said, hey, that's not really appropriate for you to wear to the inauguration.
Yeah.
Right.
Back when she put on that white pantsuit that was, you know, had heavage in the cleavage and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Little lacy number for the inauguration.
Yeah.
They're going to have a packed wedding, though. Eva Longoria, Katy Perry, Orlando Bloom, Oprah, Gail, Kris Jenner, Kim Kardashian, and Jewel. All at the wedding.
Wow.
So.
Sounds like that would be so much fun.
out there in Milan. So, yeah, they're very excited about their upcoming nuptials. And then today is National Crayon Day, or as TJ and the rest of the people in Louisiana call it, colors.
No.
What do you mean?
I don't call them colors.
Oh, no?
No, I call them crayons. I grew up as a little kid calling them colors. And then I figured out that that doesn't make any sense.
Right.
And so I stopped. Ace, to the day he died, called him colors. Go over there and color with your colors. Hit the coloring book and your colors and go color.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
Skoni's spikeless golf shoes are the ultimate blend of style, comfort, and functionality. At tjriggins.com/deals. Get the best deal you'll find anywhere, 15% off with code TJ. Skoni, perfect for on and off the course. Redefining golf footwear with innovative design, exceptional performance, and all-day comfort. Remember, get 15% off at tjriggins.com/deals using code TJ.
Now, back to the TJ and Regan Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
So on Saturday, I got to host this car show, charity car show for a charity called Sunny Strong, dedicated to this little girl who lost a battle with a DIPG. And it was all in conjunction with our charity, Peyton's Promise. And I went down there on Saturday. It was a great day, perfect weather, a lot of cars. I'll be honest, I didn't know a lot about cars. I know more today after going to the car show, but still not a lot. And really impressive vehicles. I mean, these huge Jeeps on monster truck tires and Tesla Cyber Trucks and old school like Bel Airs, you know, classic, more classic cars. There was one guy out there with a 10-foot python around his shoulders. Which I got to go up and touch.
Was that allowed? Were they having a snake show?
He says he goes to all the car shows and, you know, just sits on his shoulders. A 10-foot python.
Yeah.
So it's very docile, lovely. Though.
It's very lovely.
Yeah, not venomous, don't worry, but it will squeeze you to death. In there.
Yeah.
But Alexis was also there, and this was the first time I had seen Alexis with a little bit of a belly. Alexis is pregnant, and she walked up to me, and I went, oh, you're a pregnant woman. There's no doubt. She was in here, I don't know, 3 weeks ago, making the announcement that she and her husband, Jay, are having a baby. And now she's got a little bit of a, you know, pregnancy belly.
Yeah.
So it was crazy to see.
So you don't follow her on social media?
I do.
Okay. Because, I mean, it's like every 10 minutes she's showing what she's eating and what her belly looks like now.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, she's trying showing, you know, the before and after each meal. Of how much her stomach has grown.
Yeah.
Well, she's handling it pretty well. It was a warm day. It was getting warm out there. But her husband had the food truck out there as well. It's called the Bodega Food Wagon. So after I'm done with all my duties, I got to get home and take the dog out and stuff. She's like, "Well, you're not leaving until you have some food from the food truck." I was like, "Okay, okay." And she was like, "We'll pack it up for you to go." I was like, "Okay, fine." Because I'd never had it before.
Yeah.
So they packed me up with a chopped cheese. If you don't know, a bodega is like a corner store in New York. So they serve food that you'd get in a bodega. A chopped cheese, a chicken and cheese empanada, and smoked Gouda mac and cheese bites.
Mm.
Is it the best food I've ever had in a from a food truck? 100%. Yeah. It was so good.
No wonder she's got a belly.
I would be 9,000 pounds. Same. I don't know. I'm saying she exhibits some sort of control.
Yeah.
Because if I was pregnant and eating crazy, I would be. I wouldn't be able to get out of the truck.
Yeah.
Especially food that doesn't require utensils.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, you know, that's a bigger trap.
Yes.
You know? And I've had some of his food and some of his family's food and all that at one of their showers before they got married, and it is awesome.
Unbelievable.
Really, really good. Yeah.
So I'm driving down 485, which is like a big high interstate, and I'm like I'm going 80 miles an hour, just slamming this chopped cheese, which is like a, you know, kind of like a hamburger on a long hard roll, but it's soft. It was so good. And I'm just like, you know, I got sauce dripping from my mouth. It was unbelievable. So go find the Bodega Food Wagon if you get a chance and go say hi to Alexis's husband.
Yeah. And I'm surprised he had anything left because I mean, she, yeah.
Have a good metabolism.
That's all she's doing. No, because she told us that day, this is an excuse for me to eat whatever I want.
Heck yeah, girl. Do
and
it.
Then she and then she goes into the gym and then posts a couple of pictures like she's working out. She forgot the other day and left the empanada in her hand when she was pretending to be doing something on the treadmill. She's lying.
It was awful.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.
The perfect start to the day.
New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show.
Just the best.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Okay, get ready, Rob. This is about you.
I'm ready.
You know, we're not supposed to, they say we're not supposed to be profiling people and all of that. Don't stereotype people, those sorts of things. But I still say that it depends on what you're using to profile the people as to whether or not it's wrong.
Right.
Like it's wrong to racially profile someone, not wrong to criminally profile someone.
Okay.
If you fit the bill of the criminal that we're looking for, then that's called criminal profiling. If somebody just says, "Oh, you're white, you must have mayonnaise on you," then that's a racial profile.
Right.
So Rob was profiled this weekend because, well, I'm sure it was hurtful, Rob. You just tell everybody what happened.
So I was at one of my card store game stores that I go to playing cards on Friday, and it was dinner time. So I needed some food. I walked to the pizza place. It's in the same shopping center as the place that I was at. I haven't been there before. I walked in, ordered a pepperoni pizza, and when I was paying, she looked up at me and said, "Are you at the game store?" And I was like, "Yeah." "Oh, we'll deliver it to you over there when it's done then." So I could have been anybody coming off the street. She didn't watch me walk out of the game store.
He just looked like somebody that would have come from the game store playing Dungeons & Dragons or Star Wars card games and things like that.
I love that. That is the best.
Well,
I'm glad
I mean,
you enjoy it. It hurt.
You know,
it wasn't fun.
If Joe Burrow wore his, you know, pads and his uniform and everything into a store, they'd say, "Hey, did you come from the NFL?"
Yeah.
So Rob was wearing his uniform.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure he was wearing his uniform.
Yeah, you have to.
I had a Spider-Man T-shirt on. I don't see why that matters.
Oh my god.
Oh yeah.
And why were you upset about it?
No, I'm just kidding.
Nobody likes to be profiled like that, Lindsay.
I love it because, like, usually people know, like, you know, where you're coming from. And
yeah,
I mean, unless it's the game store, I wouldn't like that.
See, that's the thing. He figures most people would find that as a negative. Say you look like you came from the Dungeons and Dragons store.
But he did.
So you're saying my flip flops, my cargo shorts, and my Spider-Man t-shirt, I look like I was coming from the game store.
Yes.
I
don't like that. Yes.
You look like absolutely. You owned the game store.
Yeah.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. New Radio Net presents the TJ and Riggins Show with TJ, Riggins, Lindsay, Tech D, Rob.
Sets the tone for my day.
This is the TJ and Riggins Show.
Well, an American institution is changing. It seems that there is a de-Hooterization movement afoot. The Hooters restaurants across U.S. America have been hitting some hard times. Hard times. Not as many people going to Hooters. They are about $300 million in debt, according to this story. And last year, they closed about 40 locations in U.S. America. They're trying to attract more business by making a pivot to being more family-friendly. They're calling it a re-Hooterization, but it's more de-Hooterization. But they said that they've become increasingly family friendly already over the past decade, and have had a solid kid menu for a while. The ownership says it's, quote, depressing, end quote, to them that the women would not want their families going to Hooters, even dads alone. So they're saying that these women don't want their dad, their husbands and sons going to Hooters. It's depressing. It doesn't say, though, what all they're going to be doing to make it more family friendly. I think the first thing, if you're going to change it to be family friendly, would be the uniforms, right?
Correct.
Yeah. I think so.
And I hate to say it, the stigma around it, they're never going to be family friendly. They've already made that whole.
Yeah, nobody asked me what I think the downfall of the business is caused by, but I may be the only one courageous enough to say it.
Say it.
Is that Hooters, when it was at its peak, when people were going there the most, was when all of the waitresses were really pretty and had big boobs.
You're onto something.
They're not. They don't have those rules anymore.
Oh, really?
Mm-mm. Just like anybody can.
Yeah.
Anybody apply.
Yeah.
What years are we talking for Hooters? Because I know they were popular.
All through the 80s and 90s.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it's been around since the 80s? I didn't know that.
Uh-huh.
And was the food decent?
I've never liked the food. No.
Okay.
And I never got when guys would say, I mean, I just like the food. I don't care about it. I don't like the food, and I don't like strangers coming up and hanging out at my table and sitting down at the table and all that. I didn't, you know, and that's the way they used to do. I don't know if they do it now, but most guys go in there, that's what they want. They want the server to flirt with them and stuff.
Sure.
You know, I was just looking to, you know, get down on a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always liked the experience of the Hooters. Yeah, it was better than the food.
I think their best bet is to not go, let's do more scandalous, and then you're going to get the guys coming in there.
Double down.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
This is the TJ and Reagan Show. The most important stories in the world. This is Now Trending on the TJ and Reagan Show.
All right, so Morgan Wallen, the top trending topic today, and it's because he had a what they're calling an incident at Saturday Night Live. He was the musical guest, and he walked out when the host was saying goodbye. The whole cast gathers out on the stage, and they say, hey, thank you for the musical guest, Morgan Wallen, for performing, and good night, New York. And as the credits rolled, Morgan Wallen kind of storms off the stage quickly. And typically they stand around until the camera goes black. And then he posts later, like an hour later, from the tarmac of the airport, said, get me to God's country, in a picture of his jet, making it seem like he just wanted to get the heck out of there. And what happened behind the scenes. There's always stories about which host didn't gel with the cast and things like that.
Yeah, but he didn't storm out of there. He just kind of stepped off the stage and went out. They said he went out the way that he came in. He wasn't going to, you know, go to this stupid party that they have with all their drugs and carrying on.
Oh, he stormed out, TJ. He stormed.
Well, I know that's what they say.
He gave the girl a hug. Mm-hmm. And then just, he wasn't mad. People just want to start something.
And I'm no special pleader for Morgan Wallen. I'm not a huge, I mean, he's okay. He's okay. I don't go berserk over his music like a lot of people do that talk like I do. I'm choosing him over Saturday Night Live. Whatever they say over what he says, if he says it's no big deal. And again, so what if he was ready to get out of there and he didn't gel with those people? He's ready to get back to somewhere other than New York City.
Yeah, I'm the king of leaving places quickly. Yeah. And if I got a jet ready to take me home, I'm not going to even wait to give her the hug. I'm like, all right, I got my plane taking me home. Yeah, I'm going home.
Yeah.
But a lot of people making a big deal out of it.
And you know what they had on that plane?
What?
You know they had cold beer on there. Mm. That's what he was waiting on. I don't get a cold beer.
I don't doubt it. And two of TJ's favorite things in the world are collaborating for a new product. I'm going to give you two products, TJ. Cheez-Its. Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And Wendy's Baconator.
Oh.
Yes. We have Cheez-It Wendy's Baconator flavor now. What do you make of that?
I don't get how it's Baconator flavored. I could get how it's bacon flavored, but I think they're stretching it.
Fake bacon flavor is just never my bag. I don't know.
It's going to be like bacon's like crunchy.
Yeah. Powdered bacon somehow. It's not going to be my vibe, but I thought TJ might be interested.
I'll try it. I really will try it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now TJ obviously has problems with sleep, but I have the solution to all his problems coming up next.
More TJ and Riggins coming up. Now, back to the TJ and Riggins Show.
Listen everywhere.
Thank you for being part of the new radio explosion.
Make sure you subscribe to the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube Music, or you can go watch the show on YouTube or at tjriggins.com. That's also the place you can stream it live every single weekday. But make sure you subscribe so you never miss a new episode. Have you guys heard of the term looks maxing? It's like very popular with Gen Z. Looks maxing refers to doing everything you can all at once to make yourself look as good as you possibly can. So not tackling your weight and then your skin and then whatever. Do it all at once. So from your hair to your skin to your fitness routine to the way you're sleeping, the kinds of entertainment you're taking in, your faith, do it all, because that way you're going to be the most beautiful version of yourself that you could possibly be.
In one day?
Start it all in one day.
I love that.
Looks maxing. I mean, go to the maximum to be the prettiest you can possibly be. Now, you might not get all the desired results in a day, but start it all at the same time.
I feel tired when I hear that, but yes, I love it. Mm.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Even the way you're holding your tongue in your mouth to, you know, give yourself a more defined.
Oh, yes. I know that.
Yeah.
I know that trick.
Sort of capitalizing on all those things at once. So that was a big thing about a year ago. Well, now everything's maxing. Now they're talking about sleep maxing, doing everything you can to get the very best night of sleep possible. And you see these things popping up. We've got weighted blankets now. We've got
mouth tape.
I've seen it called hostage tape.
Yes.
Wrapping your hair up and pulling it away from your skin. These elaborate nighttime skincare routines. It's called sleep maxing. But scientists are now weighing in, experts are weighing in saying most of these things are not going to truly improve the way you sleep. There hasn't been enough research done. Yeah. So is taping your mouth going to work? I don't know.
I hear it works wonders. And there's a little hole in the middle. So it's not like full on tape, you know.
And why do you do that? What is the reason?
Apparently you sleep better when your mouth is shut and you breathe through your nose.
Yeah. But they said it could be a problem if you're unaware that you have sleep apnea. It could be very dangerous.
You're going to die in your sleep when you tape your mouth? Yeah. I mean,
there's no tape going to stay on my face.
No.
For very long at a time because my face gets so oily.
You're just a grease ball. Yeah.
They're just sliding down.
And they said the weighted blanket as well. They said it might calm you down, but there's no long lasting results to prove that these things work. They say what you can do, you need an hour of wind down. Time
of wine.
Without wind down wine time.
Down. Sorry. Okay, sorry.
That's your sleep time routine.
Yeah, I'm confused.
More TJ and Riggins coming up.